Hey there, and welcome to episode 161 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we start our second listener theme week by looking at the Mrs. America pageant. Yeah, you heard me right. Today's topic was suggested by Becky from Saratoga Springs, New York. Becky wrote, quote, "Sean, interesting story you did about the bra burning at the Miss America pageant." She's referring to episode 137. "As a feminist, I appreciate your help dispelling the myth that we are a bunch of nutty women clamoring for the downfall of society. The Miss America pageant has become a bit of a flashpoint for me personally because it is such a reinforcement of gender roles. Did you know that there is another pageant out there called the Mrs. America pageant? It's the same as the Miss America pageant, except it's designed for married women. It naturally has all the same stereotypes that the Miss America pageant has, except this time it's aimed at housewives instead of teenagers." Well, thanks for the email, Becky. I actually did stumble on the Mrs. America pageant when I was researching the bra burning incident, but your letter inspired me to do a bit more digging. The Mrs. America pageant has roots almost as far back as the Miss America pageant. You may recall from episode 137 that the Miss America pageant started as a marketing ploy in New Jersey in 1921. The Mrs. America pageant also started as a marketing ploy in New Jersey, but in 1936. Probably seeing the success of the Miss America pageant, a competing company started up the pageant exclusively for married women as a way to pull people into an amusement park. Now, given the state of womanhood, and especially the state of the wife as a role in society in the 1930s, I can only imagine that the original Mrs. America contestants had to vacuum rugs and make beds for points. Today, it features many of the same categories as the Miss America pageant, with the main difference being that with the Mrs. America pageant, you're probably more jealous of the husbands than anything else. Thanks for tuning in to episode 161 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We're starting a new program this month. It's the Question of the Month. So, the question for this month is, what historical figure do you feel is the most overrated? So, email me your answers at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You've got all of October to do so, and then I'll read the responses at the start of November. Again, the question is, which historical figure do you feel is the most overrated, and why? So send your responses to sean@dailybrainwave.com, and I'll read those on the air. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Listener Theme Week by figuring out just who gets to write those For Dummies books anyway.